You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Dear young married couple, I don't know about you, but 2022 has been filled with some awesomeness and some lowlights.
Yes, we have had some incredible memories made, some exciting victories and experiences that we wouldn't trade for the world. We've also had some difficulties, challenges, and frustrations. And we're going to open up with that, open up to you about that here in the beginning of this episode. And then we're going to dive into a review of 2022 for Dear Young Married Couple.
Yeah. So here we go. Let's just jump right in. So just some personal stuff about us. And then we'll kind of get into where Dear Young Married Couple is going, what we're doing, what the future looks like. Yeah.
Okay.
Be good. You want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
Let's go.
So, on a personal note, for me this year, I dealt with some anxiety. Mm-hmm. And aside from like going to the dentist, I really hadn't dealt with anxiety in my past. And so it was a little different for me. I initially remember opening up to my group of friends. I opened up to Adam first, obviously, but opened up to my group of friends on a girls' trip this spring. And I got into counseling again. We've been in counseling off and on since I became a therapist, because it was a requirement to have a counselor to become a therapist.
By the way, that was one of the best things we've ever done.
I'm so thankful. Like at the time when it was a requirement, we were like, we both grew up in good homes.
This is dumb. Why am I spending all this money for this?
But now we're grateful because it definitely, it removed a lot of the barriers that would have otherwise been there. And
true.
So anyway, I got into counseling and it really helped dig through some anxiety that I was having. I also had some medical concerns that I was dealing with that I think really fueled the anxiety.
Yeah. Well, just to like kind of backtrack from that, Krista already runs at like 120% always. She always has a lot on her mind. Very rarely does she have nothing on her mind unless she just like, you know, is with her buddies or family and then she's off.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. But Krista really does glue a lot of this, you know, Dear Married Couple together. She is an incredible galvanizer of people, which means she keeps things happy and going forward well. But with that, you're welcome.
You're a good teammate.
It's true. But with that comes a lot of responsibility that you take on, sometimes unnecessarily in my mind.
That is true.
But she takes on a lot, and with that comes the worry part, right?
Yeah.
Worrying that we won't keep everything together, or we'll hurt this person's feelings or whatever that is, not get this episode out on time. And by the way, do you realize we have never missed a Tuesday episode?
Yep. In huge part due to our team.
Our team is incredible.
Yeah, we could not do that without them. But yeah, it's been pretty cool. Almost 3 full years of episodes. We'll get more into that after the personal updates.
So that's just to kind of set that stage right there. That's kind of why I think you experienced a lot of anxiety.
Probably. Yeah. And I mean, that was a lot of what came up, and we dug into my childhood and everything, and which is weird for someone who came from, you know, a healthy upbringing and a whole home. And then to have a therapist say, well, let's dig into your childhood anyway. And just to find things, even just in, you know, school and friendships and what competition looked like and what performance looked like and measuring up and needing to be perfect and pleasing everyone. Like a lot comes up, even as a therapist and I've been a therapist now for over a decade. And so just wanted to be vulnerable with you there and open up and say, hey, I go to counseling too. I think it's really important. I think every leader and every minister should have a counselor, whether that's a professional counselor or not, but everybody, I mean, it's biblical. In the multitude of counselors, right, there is safety.
Right.
So, and yeah, and then medical stuff that came up for me this year, just being a bit vulnerable. But in April, the end of April this year, we found a lump in my breast and, got it imaged within a few weeks. And, it was a significant size. From what they could tell, it seemed like it could be benign, but they could, biopsy it, or I could just get it imaged again in 6 months. And we prayed. We're mm-hmm. believing the Lord for healing. And so I said, okay, well, we're just going to believe the Lord for healing. Of course, get it imaged again in 6 months to be diligent. So we just got that imaged again. And it has not grown. And the doctors are thinking that it's probably fine. But they want to image it again every 6 months for a couple years. And so that definitely gave me some anxiety, especially like spring, summer. Mm-hmm. But I think I've been able to conquer a lot of the fears around that. And of course I'm grateful to hear that it hasn't grown and that it's okay. You know, we're going to just keep an eye on it.
Yeah. That was a scary time. I should just say disconcerting, you know, not knowing what the future held.
Right.
But I've got to say, like, all of you, you know, the people that we've been with and the counseling we've done, and but really all the people that have reached out just with, thanks and appreciation for what we do here has really, I think, helped us
kind of
just go forward. And
well, it's affirming, right?
Yeah.
And but it also helps us to know that the work we're doing is making an impact, that it matters. And so we're grateful when you guys share your feedback with us and when we hear your testimonies of what's going well in your lives.
That's what I was saying, is like, gives us perspective, but also gives us you know, faith to see what other people are going through and getting through it. And, it, you know, suffering is much more bearable when it's in community.
Yeah.
So, but
God created us that way.
Yeah.
To grieve together.
It's really true.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was a difficult time, but we got through it. And I'm so, so thankful. Probably still going through it. We have another appointment in, I don't know, 6 months or so. But
yeah.
Just thankful for that. That was definitely something that was weighing on us,
mm-hmm.
but we're through it. And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. We're getting through it.
I should say that. Yeah.
We're through that season at
least.
That
season.
And we're believing for healing, and healing doesn't have to be instantaneous. It can be progressive. And I'm believing that, you know, there's progress there in healing, not just physically, but also everything that went along with it, like the emotional piece and processing through that. Building our faith, you know, I think the Lord's doing a holistic work.
Yeah. And I honestly too, like, one of those personal victories for us, you know, building a company is difficult. Building with your spouse is really difficult and it has its pros and cons, but
yes,
you know, there isn't that aspect of, or, I mean, we work out of our house now. We used to have a office that we went into and mm-hmm. so we got away from our house, which was really nice. But now we work out of our house just because of, you know, COVID changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we see each other all the time, every day, all day. And then we go to church together. Then we like, so we've had to figure out, how do we do life in such close proximity and yet still keep our intimacy and our fire alive, which mm-hmm. sometimes is difficult in that sense, because we just have different ways of doing things.
And we've been open with you guys, especially at our date nights, about, you know, drive gaps and when you do work together and the challenges that can be present there.
So working together so much has presented challenges, as you could probably imagine. But I would say one of those victories that we've had this year is being able to work better together
mm-hmm.
and more as a team and less frustration.
Yep.
And I think that comes as a result of us really working on it together through mm-hmm. counseling. I think the anxiety thing really did make us focus on, okay, how am I contributing to this anxiety? Both of us. And, you know, where can we do better at picking up the pieces that the other one leaves?
Mm-hmm.
And also reading Patrick Lencioni's book, The Six Types of Working Genius. We heard him speak at Entree Leadership earlier this year, and it was just really, really helpful for us ironing out, hey, Krista has a set of strengths that are way different than Adam, and I best know those strengths and acknowledge my weaknesses. So that was kind of a big win. But for me personally, I think that I've really been focused lately on building friendships.
Yeah.
I'm not the best at it. And I think just because I'm an introvert, for one, I'm a communicator, but I'm an introvert. And I've always, you know, I grew up in homeschooling. Mm-hmm. So I always had friends because I was a part of a big church community, but didn't have like that day-to-day friendships. And they all, like all my friends at church, I felt had that really close bond that I couldn't equal because I was at home. You know, I wasn't spending as much time as they were together. So they had the inside jokes that I was never a part of. And one thing that my parents told me a lot, that I agree with, but also has a double-edged sword, a part of that, is they always told me that eagles fly alone. Mm-hmm. So I've always been like very focused on self-development outside of any relationship or anybody spurring me on. I've always been deeply committed to that process of excellence, because I guess eagles in my mind represent excellence. Mm. And so I wanted to be excellent. I maybe foolishly thought though that I could do it alone. I think what they meant is that eagles sometimes fly alone.
But they still nest together.
Sometimes. Yeah. 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 But in that realization, I've been working on building friendships and valuing friendships, mm-hmm. but also like being more communicative. People have called me intense in person, where I'm very deeply interested in people. Mm-hmm. I love that. And it's not something I turn on. I just am interested in people. Mm-hmm. But, when it comes to texts, they're just overwhelming. It's like people always being like, you know, on your door, like knock, 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 like pay attention to me, pay attention. I'm like, no.
I'll open Adam's phone and he has like 200 and something unread texts.
I'm okay,
like,
hold on. Bang. You have to, you know how many like group texts I'm a part of? It's ridiculous.
Like, but he has gotten better.
Her family alone could fill up 120 in like a few hours without checking it.
Possible, yes.
Possible.
But you've gotten a lot better.
Probable, not even possible. Probable.
True. But yeah, you've gotten better at responding not only to group texts, but also like your friends have said, like, Adam, you have been like, and they'll jokingly say like, congrats to Adam, he responded to several of my texts today.
And to all my friends listening, I love you. Okay. And the reason why I don't reach out is not because I don't love you, but I'm working on this. And it's a struggle, but it's just a realization that like, look, you can achieve everything, but if you don't have friends,
yeah,
what is that? Like, mm-hmm. if you don't have family, if you could win the world, and if you don't have friends and family, like, it's really important to have people that cheer you on, who are on your side. You got to have friends to push you along, to push you forward, but also to cheer you on. And friends are able to share, you're able to share your struggles, and you're able to share your victories. And if you can only share your struggles without your victories, then maybe you need to expand your friend group.
Preach, so, babe.
There you go. That's a little bit about us. And I hope you don't care about the vulnerability at the beginning, but we thought, hey, like if we want people to live by, you know, being vulnerable and living a dynamic life, which includes vulnerability, then we have to demonstrate that.
Exactly. So there you go. We are working on growing. We have worked on growth in 2022. We're working on continued growth in 2023. And we'll share more about that in the coming week when we move into 2023 and talk about habit setting. But we want to share a little bit of review in 2022 for Dear Young Married Couple. So we'll start off with the podcast, since you're listening to the podcast now and you can hear a little bit about the growth of the podcast.
Yes. So we started the podcast in 2020. January of 2020. And it's now been almost 3 full years.
Almost. Yeah. Because it was the end of January. So yep. We're still a month shy of that. But yeah.
And it has been an incredible journey.
It has been.
It's crazy running into people all over the place that say, yo, listen to that podcast. Or I don't know. It's just really neat to be talking and speaking in and having a conversation into somebody else's life, which is such a privilege.
And we learn so much, both in our episodes that we do solo or just the two of us, but also in the episodes where we're interviewing folks. Like, we absorb a ton. And it's just our honor to be able to share that with you and to know that you guys keep listening every week. And we know you're listening because we see the numbers once in a while. We really don't pull numbers very often. We pulled it for the first time maybe this year. I don't know if we've pulled numbers at all this year until today. But we pulled it and we are at over 1.5 million downloads on the Dear Your Merry Couple podcast.
Boom. Yeah.
So
that's the sparklers.
Pretty exciting. And our top five episodes this year, we're going to share them with you. Each of them had over 10,000 listens. So we're going to share number five was How Boundaries Protect What Matters Most. With Pastor Daniel McKillop. Mm-hmm. That was a really good episode. It was very theologically deep, but also applicable.
It was a great conversation.
All right, number four.
For Wives, the Flirtation Experiment. And we did that in around January.
Yeah, that was with Lisa Jacobson. And that was a fun one too. They talked about two gals who wrote the book together, but talked about their experiment in flirting with their husbands and how you can implement that experiment too.
Yeah. Husbands everywhere want more of that.
We're always analyzing, like, why are these the top five? Like, you know, numbers one and two have to do with sex, so that's pretty much expected, but we're always like, wonder what it was about these five episodes that made them so much more listenable, right?
Yeah. And let us know if you have ideas.
Although I have to say that numbers six through like 20 were all in very similar numbers range, like in that 10,000 downloads mark. So I think those are all very listenable.
Yeah, they're very close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next came the Go-Giver Marriage, mm-hmm. Practical Secrets for Lasting Love. And that was just a great primer on, you know, marriage is all about giving. Relationship is all about giving.
Yeah, that was based on the popular series, the Go-Giver series.
So good.
And incredible couple that we interviewed. So we'll link these all in the show notes too, so you can go back and listen to them if you haven't listened to them yet.
Yeah, and then Dan Purcell, we interviewed him on shifting I Want Sex to I Want You.
And that was number two this year.
Yep.
Yeah, really popular episode. And then number one, bum-ba-da, The Good Guy's Guide to Great Sex with Sheila Gregoire and her husband, Dr. Keith Gregoire.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because I think in prior years, our top episode was The Good Girl's Guide to Great Sex.
Yeah. I think, you know, people ask us, why do you talk so much about sex? Mm-hmm. And, well, what do you say to that, babe?
Well, we're passionate about breaking the taboo, the barriers, especially in the church around sexuality. Because a lot of us who grew up in conservative Christian churches, sex was bad. Sex was a no-no. And you grow up thinking that it's bad. You go into marriage also continuing to have those same neural pathways formed that say sex is bad. And then especially as women, it's hard to break that. Men have some things going for them in our culture that allow them to continue their narrative as a sexual being. But for women, that can be really difficult. So we're passionate about breaking that taboo and celebrating sex as God's good gift to be cherished and really examined for what it is in the covenant of marriage.
Well, even in larger Christian circles where maybe sex isn't bad, but there's just no discipleship around it. And professionally, where maybe there are tips, but there are no like practical good advice for how to create a safe bond with their spouse and how to have hot, fun, great sex.
Amen.
Yeah. So for us, I think tackling this and giving people resources is really important just because on the other side of this camera is a lot of counseling that we do, helping people that have had 3, 5, 10 years of sex and intimacy. Remember when we say sex, it's not only just intercourse, but sex that is not great, which affects every area of their life. Mm-hmm. So we see how much it affects them and their efficacy in all of life. Have that broken down and other areas suffer. Yep. So we're just trying to stand in the gap for what's not being said there.
And we thank you for standing with us. We hear testimonies often. Just this week, I had a new client and they had been listening to the podcast since it started 3 years ago. And they were like, I grew up in a home where sex is bad, bad, bad. But because I've been listening to the podcast for 3 years, I was able to go into marriage knowing that sex was good. And it's really neat to hear that, you know, like wow, that made a difference. And so you guys are standing with us in bridging this gap.
Yeah. Just recently had a client too reach out after their honeymoon and said that it was a great time because of what we worked on together. So
awesome.
It happens. When you focus on it, it really does. It really does produce good fruit.
Amen. So what's coming in 2023 with regard to the podcast? We're going to continue to bring you the best of the best that we can. And we plan to continue to address any gaps that we see. So if you see gaps as well, we want your feedback. And if any other feedback about the podcast, if you wish we would change something or do something differently or change up the ratio of topics. And we read every review. We're so grateful that you guys send in your reviews. We read them. But yeah, there was this one review last year, as far as negative feedback goes, that was like, I'm unsubscribing because there was an ad for Gay Pride. I thought this was a Christian podcast. Ah, so we're so sorry. In the month of June, we don't like have control over the ads that go on our podcast unless we just take them off. And so we did. We did that for the month of June. We took all the ads off because Google ran this ad for Gay Pride Month. And we were like, oh no. So we turned them off that Tuesday as soon as we heard about it. But we ended up with that negative review.
Yeah. But we're thankful for all of your input. Yeah. Let us know, by the way, if you would like to hear a topic covered by us. If you have a particular question, like tell your story, that's sometimes really helpful where we can address that. And any other like technical things that you want to help the community, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Share your feedback in any way, whatever type of critique or comment you have, we'd love to hear. So you could shoot us an email, hello@dearyoungmarriedcouple.com. Or if you just have a review to leave, you can leave that here on Apple or on, I don't think you can review on Spotify, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You can or can't?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. But review on Apple and shoot us an email with your comments.
Yes. So for the next section of our review here, we're going to talk about missions, which is actually really near and dear to our heart.
Yes. So for those who don't know, the Lord gave us a promise a couple years ago. It was in a service. We had just started Dear Young Married Couple. So it was what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
And so we were in a service. Because I was out with Adeline in the nursery, and Adam made a commitment to the Lord that we would give a percentage of all of our Dear Young Married Couple earnings beyond our tithes and offerings, but just a percentage to missions. And the Lord gave Adam a promise that he would bless Dear Young Married Couple. And so we've stayed committed to that ever mm-hmm. since.
So every single year we use all the, you know, that percentage. It's really wonderful, but we go all over the world and we spend that money serving other couples from different nations and peoples. And it's a wonderful experience.
It is. And we always let the Lord direct us on where we're going. And so this last year we did one in Mexico. We always try to serve couples that would be underserved, so they would not otherwise be able to have those resources or host a retreat or have speakers come out, just due to the expense. But we try to, alleviate that barrier and cover the costs. And so this year we got to go to, Mexico and
Sicily.
Serve. Well, that was the year before. Oh. Sicily.
Okay.
Yeah. Well. But this year was Mexico. Yeah. And it was pretty cool. Like the couples were incredible. They were so engaged. One story that stands out to me a lot is when we were addressing, it was active listening and empathy. Mm. And this couple who had been married for a while, she just had tears streaming down her face. And he was so engaged, just like looking at her in the eyes and like holding her hands and really engaged as an active listener. And later she shared that this is the first time she's ever felt truly listened to, that they have a machismo culture and that's a huge part of the norm in their relationship, but mm-hmm. she felt truly listened to and cherished. So that was a pretty cool story.
Yeah. And they've been married over 20 years, yeah. I believe, if I remember right.
Yeah,
that was a really, really wonderful experience. The other part was that was really cool was we put all of these couples up. We did this seminar in a beautiful hotel right on the water, and we also put those couples up for one night.
Yeah,
and we covered the cost of their room, and
most of them had never been in a hotel.
Been in a hotel.
Yeah,
yeah.
Most of them had never had a night away, just the two of them, since they had kids.
Yeah, and when she says most, that means most.
Yeah, like they had never been by themselves since they had kids, and I mean, even kids or not, they had never been away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a really wonderful experience just to see the looks on their faces and treat them and give them an awesome dinner and just love, you know, pass on the love that you guys have given us. And just to serve in that way, really, it probably gives us more than it does them.
Oh, yeah. We get so much out of it. We also were able to give them all the Fundamentos card deck, which is our Foundations card deck in Spanish. And again, this is like pretty foreign to them to have a resource to work on their marriage actively and regularly. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool too. And then I think one other story that I remember that stands out is, we had another couple on our team, join us, and, they felt in their hearts, they didn't even tell us ahead of time. They just felt,
we found out later.
Yeah. They felt to, give to this premarital couple that was in attendance. And their wage there, like if they miss a day of work, like it affects them a lot because they don't make a lot of money to begin with. And they felt to give them for sacrificing and missing work for those 2 days for the marriage retreat. They felt to give them their wage for the week, both the girl and the guy. And it blessed them so much. And there was a language barrier. So they were using Google Translate to write back and forth to each other. And it was special to see like, our team and like they were catching the same vision and like God was impressing them to, you know, give and of their own personal finances. Mm-hmm. It was special.
Well, we're blessed to be a blessing.
Yeah.
And if you can really grasp that concept, it's so much easier. I think Ziegler said, help enough people get what they want and you'll get everything you want. Mm. Giving is such a central part of if you want to live a full life, giving is an essential part of that.
Yeah. So we love the Missions for Marriage retreats that will always be part of our model. And so this year we are going to Aqaba, Jordan in March, and then we're going to Okinawa, Japan in September. And so we'll be serving a lot of couples. In Jordan, it will be a lot of Muslim couples. We heard just today a text from the pastor there, and they were telling us some interesting cultural and sociological dynamics that we have never been exposed to.
Yeah, but we're learning, and we're going to learn how to serve those people in the best way
exactly
that we can.
Yeah, we're excited about it. So we'll share those updates with you.
Yeah, we will. So we also, as far as retreats go, we, as you guys probably see if you're following us on Instagram, we're all over the place right now. We're trying to balance. That's one of the things we're working on, trying to balance.
Whatever balance looks like.
Yeah, it's so hard. That's such an elusive term. But trying to manage, I should say, our relationships, especially our kids, mm-hmm. our relationship with our kids,
yep.
and manage our business and then manage our energy. Because we only are, you know, we're finite. We can't be everywhere. But we were able to be just some incredible churches. We met some incredible people. If you guys are listening and you're there, we love you guys. You guys are awesome. But we were in Alabama. We were in Texas. We did a retreat. And we'll probably talk about a little bit that a little bit. In Utah, we were in Ohio, Nevada, Washington, California, New York, and Florida.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool to be able to travel the country this year and meet all of you, many of you who are listening. And we love engaging with you guys at retreats. We have a few top things that we love doing, but it's hard to pick just one favorite. But I would say retreats are definitely up there.
I think speaking and just being with people and
helping
them solve problems and teaching tools that are practical that can be used.
Yes.
And hearing, hearing praise reports, all that stuff is just fun.
It is. And like Adam was talking about, we're trying to figure out the balance, right? So figuring out when do we take our kids on these retreats? How often now that they're in school? Like, you know, how healthy is it for them to miss school? And what's the benefits to risks ratio there? So like, it was neat to be able to take them, you know, during summer break to Mexico for the missions retreat. We took them to New York. So that was a good one too. They had to miss school for that. We took them on a road trip, a weekend road trip, to one in Southern California. So we're trying to figure, what does that look like in this coming year? Mm-hmm. We're going to take them with us a couple times, but not every time. So again, just some vulnerability on trying to figure out the balance there.
Yes. And then we did our adventure and intimacy retreat, 2022 in St. George, Utah.
Yeah.
That was a success. We had a lot of fun with those people.
It was. We had a good time and loved hearing the feedback. We're going to share with you a few of those reviews because we want you to know the impact that it can have on you. And we are doing it again in 2023. So we'll share that with you as well.
So here are a couple of things that people said about our last retreat. And we just want to thank these people for saying this. So Scott and Christy said, Adam and Chris are an awesome duo, giving couples an opportunity to revitalize their marriage, provide an open, safe space to share their feelings, and professionally know how to demystify misconceptions in marriage, communication, sex, all key areas that are vital to a thriving marriage. Thank you so much, Scott and Christy. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, we love you guys. And then also Diana, she said, my husband and I have been married for 24 years and we were deeply blessed by attending this marriage retreat. We had a breakthrough and I wound up in tears because my husband heard me, really heard me. Communication has been a weak spot for our entire marriage. And frankly, I didn't know if we would ever be able to get to a deep level of communication. This weekend proved otherwise. I'm so hopeful for the future and very, very grateful for the deepening of our relationship my husband and I experienced. I feel it was an answer to my prayers. So thanks, Diana, for sharing your feedback there as well. I think that's one of the coolest parts is seeing that, you know, yes, young married couples is our primary audience, but I would say maybe almost half of the couples at this retreat had been married like over 10, 15 years.
I would say almost more than half.
Maybe more than half. Yeah. We'd have to look at the numbers, but it's really cool to see that you guys are still investing in your marriage after decades of marriage and seeing results. So we love to come alongside.
I think what I'm learning about marriage is that each stage of marriage offers different opportunities for disconnection and opportunities for connection.
Yeah.
So I think there's always things that we're figuring out no matter where, how many years. Just because you're 30 years doesn't mean you have it all figured out.
Right.
And just because you're 10 doesn't mean everything's perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's true. All right. A couple more reviews from last week. Year's adventure and intimacy retreat. Lindsay said, if your heart is saying yes, don't let your brain stop you. This retreat will give you so many tools in your marriage toolbox. The tools are rooted in science and God's word. If you're looking for ways to strengthen your marriage, look no further.
Love it. That's one thing we always strive to do is bring in science and all the research that hardworking individuals have put together to better marriage. There are real tools and principles, not just principles, but like tools that are like set inside principles that really put the groundwork for actually doing the things that the principles want you to do.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. That's our aim. So, and then one more review, Joseph and Alyssa said, this retreat has been the most beneficial because it's something we pursued together and experienced together. And they talked about, you know, listening to podcasts together, but instead of having to relay information to one another, we get to process and practice what we just learned together.
So good. Thank you guys for those reviews. And we just wanted to share those with you just because we're wanting to invite you and inspire you and cajole you, what other words, to come and be with us for our next marriage retreat. This is kind of one of our ways that we determined to help meet the demand. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of churches that want us and places that want us to come and do our seminar, but we're unfortunately not able to be everywhere.
Yeah. So we have been praying about this for over a year now and seeking counsel. And we are going to be slowly transitioning the way that we do our marriage retreats in that we'll always do missions for marriage retreats once or twice a year, but we'll always do some churches. But We are going to try to serve more couples by hosting regional retreats throughout the year. And so we intend to grow these retreats. We're starting smaller. So this year we're hosting an adventure and intimacy retreat for the West region, and that will be in Sacramento, and that's June 23rd and 24th. And we'll put the link in the show notes, but those tickets are, the early bird tickets are about to expire on the first of the year. So go get the early bird price and come join us June 23rd and 24th.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah. A limited seating. We don't, yes. We can't. Like it's not unlimited. It's only a limited to 25 couples.
Yep.
And so, I think all the VIPs are taken or nearly, probably by the time you're listening to this, there won't be a ton of spots left.
Yeah.
So if you really want to come, come do it now. And the reason why we're doing this too, guys, is, just because the couples that really want deep work and to have, you know, that will apply all these tools, you know, they prioritize this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're everywhere, sometimes it's not valued the same way unless, you know, you really put yourself out to be there and right. to do the work. So you won't regret it. And I know you would love it.
And we would love to meet you in person.
Yes.
Okay. So resources is our next area to review for 2022. Our newest resource that we put out in 2022 was Having the Talks, because one just isn't enough. And that's a card deck. Also, there will be a parent guide coming out, hopefully in the next year. We're working on that. And if you want to see the progress on the parent guide, every week or almost every week, we are sending out an email, and it has an answer to one of the questions in the deck. So if you're one of those who already has the deck and you're like, I don't know where to start with this question, I don't know how to answer it as a parent, get a part of that weekly email list and you'll receive the answers. And it's different every week. Sometimes it's based on something we're working on with our kids. Sometimes it's something that you submit, and we share an answer to one of those questions.
Yeah. And honestly, if you have kids that are, you know, I don't know what, 5 to 14 to 18.
Well,
whatever.
The deck starts at age 3.
Yeah. So if you have kids, I don't know why you wouldn't be on that list, just because Krista puts a lot of work in writing those. And even if you disagree with her answers, which I have no idea why you would.
You are so welcome to disagree with my answers.
Cool. I'm a fan, babe. The thing is, we want you to start thinking about what your answer would be.
Yeah.
And so just having these questions and asking these questions of yourself is preparing you for when hopefully your kids come to you first for answers. So
yes.
I would totally recommend getting on that list. It's free. It only requires once a week,
mm-hmm.
and you could stay thinking about, you know, discipling your children. So that's such a huge investment, but minimal time.
Yes. So we'll put that link in the show notes too. Okay.
Yeah.
So our most popular resource this year was definitely our Dear Young Married Couple decks.
Yes.
Foundations, I think, was the most popular deck. Yeah. I think it's followed by Sexpectations.
Yeah. I don't know why.
You think Sexpectations should be the most popular?
It's my favorite deck.
And then our most popular course was Prequipped, which is our premarital course.
Yeah, that has been so helpful to a lot of people, just from what people have told us. Super cool just how, I don't know, how God has helped us with this resource, mm-hmm. and watching the results that it's been bringing to couples. It's really been awesome.
So if you are a pastor, minister, or you do premarital counseling, mm-hmm. shoot us an email, hello@dearyoungmarriedcouple.com, and we will share the course with you for free. And then the couple invests in it for their future marriage.
Yes, because when you have a stake in the game, you know, it's more important, and you'll actually go through the course if you pay for it.
Yes.
So that's why we're a big advocate of people investing in their relationship.
New resources coming in 2023. So this is a little sneak preview. I don't think we've shared these elsewhere.
No.
All right.
This is brand new. So I am really working hard on a porn recovery course. It's very, very needed.
Yep.
We know that the stats for porn usage is extremely high, and those addicted is very, very, very high as well. There aren't many resources out there right now that we know of. I know there are some that really do cover the areas that need to be covered around like building a relationship back, but also with what need to be covered with recovery in itself. Like it needs to be scientifically based, but biblically sound. So that's what we're working on right now. I'm super excited about it because I work with a lot of men and women that have been addicted to pornography.
Yeah.
And for those who have gone through it or are going through it, it's a really difficult thing that just a lot of people don't feel like they could talk about because there's so much shame around it.
Yeah.
So we're trying to unblock people from getting the freedom that they want.
So two other resources that are coming out just in the spring. It's just right around the corner. So be on the lookout for these dates and details. But we're going to launch a men's recovery group. Adam's going to run a 6-week Zoom recovery group. So it'll be exclusive. You have to apply to be a part of it. And I think you're capping it, right?
Yes.
I don't know how many people.
Probably about 8.
Okay. And so if you want to be a part of that, be on the lookout for those details. And then I'm going to run an open women's group. So open in that it won't be topic specific until I get the applications in. And then I will base the topics off of the applications received. So, you know, it could be things like body image or stress or moving from working mom to stay at home mom or vice versa. Or maybe it'll be about sex drive or, you know, being in ministry as a woman. There will be lots of topics just based on the applications received. And then we'll set up a 6-week schedule to cover the majority of the topics in your guys' application. So be on the lookout for those focus groups.
All right. So how are we growing our company in the coming year?
Yeah. So a few things that we did in this last year to grow in our company is we went to the Entree Leadership Summit. If you've been following us on social media or even on the podcast, you heard our impression of our time there, as well as, you know, we interviewed a couple of the speakers from Entree Leadership, and we are going again in 2023.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We learned a lot. It was just a great time, actually. Mm-hmm. The other things that we're doing, well, we got away to Cancun.
Yes.
We believe in practicing what we preach.
Amen.
So we went to Cancun and just worked on our marriage.
Yes. And in our counseling too, that's something that we alluded to it earlier, but we worked on the balance piece, what that looks like. And one thing that we walked away with is that we are going to schedule a King 4. So us and our two kids, a King 4 trip once a quarter. And it doesn't have to be extravagant. Sometimes it might be.
It won't be very far.
Sometimes it will be far, sometimes not. But like this quarter, we're going to go do snowboarding lessons or skiing lessons with the kids.
Yeah, because we love skiing. I love skiing.
I like it too, but I don't love it like Adam loves it.
I love it. And then, we want our kids to like what we like. So train them young.
We want to give them opportunities to enjoy extracurriculars and see what they like.
I love having Carissa qualify me. It's great.
So anyway, I think that's one way that we are building ourselves so that we can build the company. You know, when we can practice what we preach and we get our getaways and our family time together, then we can pour into you guys so much more effectively. So that's one way that we're growing the company.
Yes. We're reading a ton.
Yep.
Always. I don't think I ever don't read a ton, but
yep.
It's always that continual pursuit for growth,
yep,
and greatness, or just excellence in yourself, like the best that I can be.
And then also the continuing education units that we've done in 2022, we're going to continue in the same vein in 2023. And that is, we're working on education in the area of sex therapy. So just becoming more and more proficient in sex therapy, or at least, you know, modalities that are used in sex therapy, so that we can serve you guys better in that area.
Yes. And then we're also doing coaching. That's been something that we've taken on recently, and it's been so invaluable.
Yes.
To have somebody just, you know, we be vulnerable and open for expert help. And it's really been helping us because, you know, we don't want to stay the same way. we will always want to be pursuing greatness.
Yeah.
And pursuing not just greatness for greatness sake, but just as much as we can be.
So that we can serve more and more people and more and more effectively.
Yes.
So our coach is helping us right now move DYMC out of what could be perceived as like a DIY company or, you know, small business that stays small forever company into a full blown company that is going to serve on a global scale and thousands and thousands of people. And so that's what we intend to continue to work toward. And we appreciate you guys working toward that with us.
Yes. And the last thing, what's next, would be our adventure and intimacy retreats that we just talked about. We're going to be doing one on the East Coast. And then our anticipation, or we want to do, I should say, we want to do one in the Midwest and kind of in the South somewhere.
Yeah. So those probably won't be in 2023 because we've already you know, booked out the calendar. But mostly in 2024 is when we're going to try to expand that model of regional retreats.
Right. And by the way, if you can't wait until 2024 to come to a retreat, and but you really want to work on your communication and all that other stuff, we're going to be doing an online version of it.
Yeah, it won't be the same content, but some stuff would overlap. And it's going to be our online virtual marriage retreat.
Yeah, so if that's interesting to you, mark your calendars. When will that be, babe?
That is, I thought we wrote it down. Yeah, we did. February 10th and 11th of 2023.
Yes, write that down.
Valentine's weekend.
We have so much fun at those. We give a lot, like some of our best tools just for communication and sex and that kind of stuff. So it's going to be awesome.
Yes. And then one last thing we want to share with you guys, and I think we've alluded to it, but we want you guys to be in on the progress. We have a vision that God gave us years ago for Dear Young Married Couple, and that is to build retreat centers all over the world to serve couples who are in need. Our burden is for couples in ministry, leadership, business, who are just tired and don't have the resources or don't prioritize getting away. And we want to provide that refuge. So we are starting a 501c3 to house this vision. And it's in the works.
Yeah, we've started it.
Yes.
It's very much in the works.
Yep.
But we are just trying to complete that. We found that the nature and the, I call it the woods, you know, being in the forest really does bring some clarity sometimes and space to your life that's needed to refocus.
Mm-hmm.
And so in having those experiences for ourselves and loving backpacking and being in the woods, we actually, if we go back in history, we loved it so much. We started bringing our friends and our friends loved it. And people that we brought with us in our Jeep retreats loved it. We thought, you know, not everybody's going to be able to like throw a backpack on and like trek off into the woods for days, or they wouldn't find that as attractive. So we decided, hey, like, let's build some small houses and a retreat center and invite people, leaders and just people that want to get away and to better their marriage or to restore things in a anonymous way, or not anonymous, but like
a safe place.
Yeah. Yes. And that's just been our heartbeat for a long time, to see couples be renewed.
Yeah.
So,
and it's going to be cool too. Like we've developed a vision portfolio, and our vision includes these tiny houses that Adam mentioned, where each couple gets their own space, their own little tiny house, for retreating and privacy. And then
with a beautiful view,
and the counseling will be part of that experience. And then, we hope that this will be a passion of many of yours, and that people who want to contribute to this cause will be able to do so through the 501c3. They can give scholarships to couples in need. They can sponsor the building of a tiny home and could be named after them.
If you need write-offs, just let us know.
Exactly. Well, not this year, because it's not quite ready for that yet.
Yeah, hold it.
But next year.
Well, we're excited.
It's going to be awesome.
It's something that will make an impact, and we're excited about it. We've been working on this vision for quite a while. It will happen.
Yes.
We just don't know when, but it will.
Yeah. Well, it's happening.
The 501c3 will be done soon. But
yes. And then the Lord's timing for everything else. We're excited to see what the Lord does and when he does it. And we hope to be able to impact many of you through that avenue. Yes.
So that's all. I think that was kind of long.
It was pretty long, longer than we anticipated.
Yes. Aww. But we just want to share with you and catch up. And, you know, we love all of you. We know a lot of you that listen, and you matter to us. And even if we don't know you, we can't wait to get to know you.
Yes. We love you guys. Thank you for an awesome 2022. We want to hear your guys' victories too. So shoot us an email if you've had a victory this year, or you relate to something we shared personally or professionally, or you want to be a part of something we're doing professionally or personally. We just want to be connected with you. So shoot us an email, hello@dearyoungmarriedcouple.com.
Yeah, can't do it without you.